From Tidbits on August 30th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates by Tidbits Staff. MacBook Pro EFI Firmware Update 1.9. Apple has released EFI Firmware Update 1.9 for mid-2010 15-inch and 17-inch MacBook Pros. The update addresses a rare issue where the Mac could freeze during startup or stall during use. The update also improves compatibility with external displays. Your computer must be connected to a power source to install the firmware update, and Apple warns users not to turn off the MacBook Pro while the update installs. Camino 2.0.4. The Mozilla-backed Camino project has released Camino 2.0.4, an update to the open-source web browser that's more Mac-like than Firefox. The incremental update upgrades to the latest 1.9.0 version of the Gecko rendering engine, which includes several critical security and stability fixes. In addition, the Camino 2.0.4 update prevents a Flash 10.1 crash new trigger expose while watching Flash video full screen. Other fixes include tweaks to better remember print settings, improve behavior in the location bar, and improve the browser's capability to block Flash animation and web advertisements. Security Update 2010-005. Apple has released Security Update 2010-005, addressing an assortment of vulnerabilities in macOS 10.5 Leopard and 10.6 Snow Leopard. Several of the fixes included in the update address various ways maliciously crafted files could lead to the dreaded arbitrary code execution that is the hallmark of many computer attacks. macOS 10's handling of fonts, PDF files, and PNG files, the last only when accessed via PHP under Snow Leopard and Snow Leopard Server, was patched to block such vulnerabilities. The update also updates ClamAV in Leopard Server and Snow Leopard Server only to block other potential arbitrary code execution risks. In both the server and regular editions, macOS 10's CF network framework was fixed. It could previously fall victim to man-in-the-middle attacks to anonymous SSL TLS connections. In addition, Apple updated libsecurity to prevent domain name trickery, patched Samba to prevent a buffer overflow that could allow a denial of service attack or arbitrary code execution, and upgraded PHP to version 5.3.2 to address multiple vulnerabilities in the popular scripting language. Security Update 2010-005 is available via software update, which is generally the easiest method of acquiring it. You can also download the update directly for Leopard, Leopard Server, Snow Leopard, and Snow Leopard Server. Graphic Converter 6.7.4. Lemkesoft has updated its flagship image manipulation tool, Graphic Converter, to version 6.7.4. The significant 6.7 update earlier this year added the capability to import a variety of new image formats, including scrap files, HMR, DM2, and DM3, and direct SVG via PDF. Also new in 6.7 was added support for the AppleScript command Search with Spotlight. Since that release, Graphic Converter has seen a few minor updates, adding more support for exporting QuickTime movies, importing larger TIFFs, exporting GIF animations as film strips, importing Fuji files, integrating with the Google Earth Safari plugin, and the capability to undo actions even after changing your selection. The recent update to 6.7.4 adds an option to scale after crop, PDN preview display, and a sepia batch action. Issues with color profiles, Unicode support, and 1080p and animation scaling were also addressed. See Lemkesoft website for full release notes on all that has changed in 6.7. Multiple versions of Graphic Converter are available for download. You can choose English-only editions, PowerPC-only editions, or the standard universal and localized edition. Freeway 5.5. SoftPress Systems has updated its web design tool Freeway to version 5.5. Significant new features include Showcase, which lets you create image galleries or slideshows with minimal effort, support for SFTP and FTP/SSL, integration with the Amazon Associates affiliate program, and simplified HTML email creation. In addition to those new features in both the Pro and Express editions, the Pro edition of Freeway also gains a pair of new actions. The Relative Page Layout action converts absolute layouts into relative, resizable layouts instead, and the new Simple Site Search action lets you set up a search form on your site without needing a scripting language. Freeway 5.5 requires macOS 10.5 or later. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.